Good morning. It's 7:44, 53 degrees in Cincinnati. This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. It took a little while to be sure, but Kentucky Republicans now have a candidate for governor. WVXU's politics reporter Howard Wilkinson is here to talk about that race. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So after a re-canvass last week showed no change in the votes, Matt Bevin is now the Republicans' candidate for Kentucky governor, but many in the party not exactly happy about that. Why not?
Well, yeah, I mean, it was such a close election, 83 votes out of 214,000 some cast. You know, he won over James Comer, the agriculture commissioner. I think a lot of the mainstream Republicans, in particularly in the leadership in Kentucky, they didn't want Matt Bevin. They wanted somebody like Comer or even somebody like Hal Heiner, who came in third. And Bevin was kind of a surprise, the strength that he had. I mean, he had been this outsider, and they wanted an insider. And now they have Matt Bevin. He is their candidate. Period.
Now, he ran most previously as against Mitch McConnell.
Yes. Yes, and that's part of the problem. I mean, he ran against Mitch McConnell last year in the U.S. Senate primary, and he had mostly, you know, he had a lot of Tea Party-type support. He had a lot of, you know, people who were not in the mainstream of the Republican Party or part of the Republican Party establishment. He did okay, but of course, you know, Mitch McConnell won, and won fairly big, and then went on to defeat Allison Lundergan Grimes in the November election.
Now, there was a lot of resentment over the Bevin-McConnell race. Why is that?
Yes, yeah, there was, and mainly because after the primary that Bevin had with McConnell, he did not endorse McConnell. He said, you know, I'm not going to give him my endorsement. I'm not going to do anything for him. And, you know, people in the Republican Party said, well, that's not the way we do things. You know, you lose, you tip your hat to the other guy, and then you support the candidate of the party. But Bevin did not do that.
Now, do you think the Republicans can sort of get together, put aside their differences for this governor's race?
Well, I think they can. You know, it's going to be kind of difficult. A lot of it is going to be up to Bevin himself. And what Bevin has to do is mend the fences with some of these people in the Comer camp and the Heiner camp. He has to do what Rand Paul in 2010, when he was running for the Senate for the first time, he ran against an establishment candidate in Trey Grayson in the Republican primary, and he beat him. And the Republican Party establishment in Kentucky wasn't very happy about it. But Rand Paul went out and did the work and went, you know, to the leadership of the party and the people, you know, in the various counties and said, oh, okay, you know, I'm here because I am a Republican and I want to be your candidate and I want your support. And that's what Matt Bevin's going to have to do and do a lot of in order to put the party back together.
Now, if Bevin can do that, can bring the party back together, what are his chances of winning in November?
Well, it's still going to be a tough race. I mean, he's running against the Democratic candidate, Attorney General Jack Conway, who's pretty popular. He won the Democratic primary easily. He was defeated back in 2010 in the general election by Rand Paul. But I think most observers think that this is going to be a very close election. Kentucky has a tendency to vote for Democrats for governor and Republicans for the Senate in the presidency. And we'll see if that holds true.
Now, Howard, I can't let you go without asking you one question about the Reds this weekend. Were you surprised by the sweep from the Nationals? The Nationals, I should say.
No. I mean, I'm never surprised when the Reds win. I love when the Reds win. They're capable of winning. They're capable of beating every team in the National League. And I think they sent a message this weekend. So, couldn't be happier.
Too bad there's a day off today. As Todd Frazier said, the momentum, who knows what'll happen.
Yeah, but they're on the road then.
Howard, thanks so much.
Okay.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. He joins me each Monday at this time. You can read his column and his stories at WVXU.org.